Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of the iconic rivalries in college football, and its status. Notre Dame and USC have 1 year left on their current agreement. Notre Dame wants to extend it, but USC has played coy, and this rivalry could be done. John, I am sick of people doing Notre Dame favors. They play by their own rules. USC is in a bigger, better conference, the best conference in college football. If they feel like their schedule is jam-packed as it is and they're not going to bend over backwards for Notre Dame, good for them. Because everybody else does for the Irish. They can play in the ACC in most of their sports, the Big Ten for hockey, and the fairy tale conference in football, where they get their own special rules, and their athletic director built the playoff system so they get home games and cake seating and preferential rules. Similar to when the BCS was around and they were guaranteed a spot if they finished in the top eight, they'd get a BCS bowl. I'm so sick of everybody doing Notre Dame favors. If the rivalry dies, is part of me sad, yes, but ultimately I'm sick of everybody doing Notre Dame favors. Join the Big Ten if you want to play Michigan and USC and Michigan State and all these Midwest rivals that you have. It's staring you in the face and it's been staring you in the face for years.
I would generally agree with you on your take about Notre Dame. However, this is a rivalry. This is one of the classic college football rivalries. And we have so many of them. Like, we didn't have Texas A&M until Texas made it back into the SEC. I mean, yeah, until recently when Texas was in the SEC.
Yep.
Texas Oklahoma is one that is going to continue because they're both going from the Big 12 to the SEC.
But
we don't have to lose
saying.
That. But we are
you're
losing.
Teams are willing to move conferences to preserve rivalries. Hey,
Notre Dame's never been in a conference, but this has always been a rivalry.
Sounds like a problem.
So many things that are dying in college football, and this is one that I will defend Notre Dame on. I don't care if they're a part of a conference or not. This is a game that should happen. I understand the apprehension of USC because they are in a conference now that is much more competitive, and it is an absolute grind, something I think that they didn't necessarily understand until they played in it last year. And part of it is the travel. Part of it is it's a different brand of football.
It's the best conference of college football.
I agree, but it's a different brand. It's much more physical. It's much more run-based. There's a lot of things that are different from them playing in the Pac-12.
They'll make their adjustments. Yes.
But I think they're understanding that if you get to the end of the season, now the game this year is not at the end of the year. When it is played, I believe, in South Bend,
Is it October?
Correct.
Some years, I feel like it's in October.
But when it's at Southern Cal, it's in November.
Well, yeah, that would make
last game of the year.
It's colder. You want to go out to California.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I would imagine the apprehension or what is causing USC pause is understanding that they're in a tougher conference. And do you want to play a team like Notre Dame the week before you would quote unquote have a Big Ten championship game? Or do you want to, or does the Big Ten also, are they putting on pressure on USC? Hey, we don't want you to play this game at the end of the year. We would like you to play it at the beginning of the season when everybody else in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season is playing their non-conference so that we can pair you with UCLA like they're doing this year. Mm-hmm. That should be the last game of the year. Now, UCLA, I mean, they really haven't held up their end of the bargain in regards to making that much of a game.
No, but that would at least be in-state. Also traditional conference game. Like, those are typically the games that we prioritize.
So I think it's a Big Ten issue. I also think it's a USC issue, understanding that I think we would rather play this game at the beginning of the season when the non-conference games are played instead of in the middle of a grinding, tough Big Ten schedule.
But then good for USC for saying we're going to stick up for ourselves,
sure,
our program. If Notre Dame doesn't fit, we're good. We're going to play a plenty tough schedule with 9 Big Ten games. We'll still schedule a power opponent. We're going to play at least 10 power opponents every single year. It doesn't need to be 11 with Notre Dame. We don't need to punish ourselves so that Notre Dame continues their rich traditions that they have insisted that all the rules be sculpted for them to do so. I don't know. I just have a Notre Dame issue, if you can't tell. So I'm fine if they suffer. I think the sport will be fine.
The sport will be fine, but it's death by a thousand cuts. And it is, it's just another one of the great games. One of the games that I look to every year. When is USC Notre Dame? And it's one that you put on the schedule because it's a classic rivalry game. And we are just losing so many of those.
We don't have Bedlam
anymore.
I was going to ask you, where would you put it in terms of college football rivalries? I'm not going to pin you down and fight you if it's one slot too high or too low, but is it
top five.
Okay.
It would be a top five game. And it's just one of those that, again, there are not a lot of rivalries that you look at and you say, okay, when is this game? Where is it? You know, what weekend does it fall? What else is playing on this weekend? Notre Dame and USC is one that I just want, and it's two programs that both of them I can't stand. And for all the reasons you talked about with Notre Dame and the history that my team has with it, and it's USC, who I kind of feel is like the Ohio State of the West.
A little bit.
And so it's again, two programs that I don't really care about, but it's a game that I do care about.
Some ticket text. And we got open lines, 248-539-9797. This was in the news. You and I are college football guys. Spend a few minutes on it. I know you guys care. We have Notre Dame listeners in the sure. audience and Big Ten listeners as well. Texter says, Notre Dame can't get a first-round playoff bye. The system is not doing them any favors. Oh, I disagree. The system is set up for them to get the 5 spot, which we just learned.
Would play 12.
Which you get the worst team. And then the very next round, you'd get the worst conference champion, likely the 4.
Yeah.
Or a lesser team even. You're getting a home playoff game. That's great revenue. You're given at least 2 games you'd be favored in to start the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. That's pretty favorable to me. And it's not a coincidence that Jack Swarbrick was part of the driving force for how they laid out the rules for the 12-team college football playoff.
Well, Jack is no longer there.
I know, but you don't think he had Notre Dame's interest in mind?
He certainly did.
Of course, we're
not going to get all that we want, but at least give us some advantages.
We got a man on the inside who's looking out for us. Texter says, it won't affect my love for college football if the rivalry continues or not. Another one says, in my mind, it's a minor rivalry.
Hmm.
I don't live in Southern Cal or South Bend, so ultimately I don't care if the rivalry continues or not.
Yeah, but one of the great things about college football is the rivalries. It's the history of these rivalries. And we could go back and forth. Is there a rivalry between Michigan and Notre Dame? You know, not really, because they don't play every year and they haven't played as many as these other teams. But when Washington and Washington State play,
Apple Cup.
It's do I care about Washington? No. Do I care? I care even less about Washington State, but it's a rivalry game, and I love watching the passion, the emotion, the things that happen in those rivalry games that you just are unanticipated.
This texter puts it succinctly. Oh, well, F Notre Dame. I agree with you, Costa. Notre Dame's weak. If they were forced to join the Big Ten, they would instead form and join the new Pac-10 with 10 home games. Anything to get preferential treatment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This one says FND. Wussy's too scared to keep playing Michigan. I don't even know the latest on that. Whose fault is that? Is that Notre Dame's fault or your fault? I say you, knows? Michigan's fault.
Yeah, I know.
John Jansen's fault. Yeah, he's in the negotiating room and says.
But this is, to me, it's not about Notre Dame. It's not about USC. It's about all of the things that, I'm sad that there's no Pac-12 anymore. Of any reality, because it's just an erosion of college football. It's nearing being unrecognizable. And if you lose this game, it's just another it's another moment that in 20 years we'll look back and say, why don't we play the USC Notre Dame game anymore?
I mean, I do think some Texans who are trashing this rivalry, it's because the competitiveness in it or the meaning of it has eroded.
Yeah, like this person says it's not must watch.
But it used to be. And
it will again someday be a must-watch game.
Right, because programs go through cycles. But it's just the new college football world is taking away things that people love from the sport. Why would a sport ever choose to take things away that people like? Are they... And this is just another, you know, thing that it's trying to turn into the NFL.
Yeah, but hold on.
There's really not rivalries in the NFL. You can give me your Dallas Washington. I think that's a lot of fluff. Like
Lions Packers, baby.
Yeah, but it's from afar. College football fans liked rivalries besides their own team.
I would. Okay, look, we're losing some, and I understand. Pour some out for those rivalries. We have a lot of rivalries that have been preserved and protected, and we're actually getting more great head-to-head games because of some of this. Like, I know you're painting a lot of the negative. The fact that we get USC and Michigan and Ohio State and Washington and Oregon, like, these head-to-head collisions in conference play now is actually a good thing. And I don't feel like that gets highlighted enough when we have these conversations.
But you know what that is? You're not creating a rivalry with USC and Michigan. There isn't no hatred or backstory.
Rivalry's got to start somewhere. And that's what I'd point out. I got two iconic brands. And you know what?
It's like the Jags and Texans rivalry, right? Oh, just created out of thin air. Yes, it is the same.
They have a history going back to the Rose Bowl, USC and Michigan. They've been playing each other for, what, 60, 70, 80 years?
It's not that forced, Tom. When they played this year, I had no attachment to those Rose Bowls because of a regular season September game against USC.
My point is Oregon, Ohio State sounds like a fun game and I'm going to get it more. And if Notre Dame wants to be part of it, there's one easy way to do it. As a ticket texter puts it, they want an open marriage and the Big Ten doesn't. Sorry, Notre Dame. Commit to the conference.
Well, I agree with you on that and all that stuff. We're just talking about the loss of rivalries in general. And they're going away. You're not going to get USC, Michigan hatred. It's lost with the new generation and stuff. They hadn't played in so long out there that it just kind of lost its luster. I mean, that's like to John here, and you're the guy that loves college football as much as anybody around here.
Yeah.
Do you love it as much as you used to?
I'll steal Doug's line. On Saturdays, yes. The other 6 days of the week, I hate to admit it, but it is becoming very painful because we are losing so many great... One of the best things, the best thing about college football is the traditions. And we're losing so many traditions.
Notre Dame will play USC this season. Beyond this season, there is no agreement. Some of your thoughts on it. 97.1.